Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the way at 2 o'clock. All right, tell me about your morning.
I saw something this morning that set me off in a way that few things have. I had just dropped my lovely bride off at work. I was making my way back to the palatial estate, and I noticed something in my rearview mirror. And I wasn't sure what it was at first, because behind me there was another SUV, a little Nissan one. What's their small one? Not the Murano, but the one down from that. Whatever that is, it was that. And there was something off about it, and it took me a second to realize what it was. There was something sticking out of the grill on this car. And I was looking at it, and I was thinking, What is that? What's on that guy's car? Did he hit something? Because I've had that happen. I've hit a frog and had it stick to my car before. But I was looking at it, I was like, no, it's too big for that. And what it looked like was this kind of gray-green blob, as though somebody had taken a big ball of slime and just thrown it at this guy's car really hard, and it stuck. And I thought, why would anybody be driving around with a big gray-green ball of slime on the front of their car? And I was looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking. I finally figured out what it was. And this led me to the conclusion that this may very well be the laziest person in the greater Kansas City area. Because what was stuck on the front of this guy's car, remember back around Christmas time, you started to see cars driving around with those little Rudolph red noses on them?
Yeah.
It was one of those that had been left there since Christmas time, and had apparently gotten so old and faded and moldy and just ratty from sticking on the front of this car that it had turned this kind of gray-green color. And take that off of your car, dude. I mean, I will let stuff slide. I am not the person who is going to have everything perfect all the time. There's stuff that, you know, maybe the dishes are going to sit in the sink for a day before I even bother to get to them, you know, but I will get to them. And that's the point, is nobody's ever going to walk in here and go, ew, do people live in this place? You know,
I mean, it's also the privacy of your own home. Like, do what you want.
Well, right. And exactly. But I mean, I've gone in the past, I have gone too long between getting the car washed or washing the car myself, you know, where it gets a little dingy and dirty and I walk out and go, oh man, I got to wash the car. I don't, you know, I'm not the person who's going to keep up on that. And every week I have to go down to the car wash and get the, no. But if you got a big, slimy, moldy, wet nose hanging off the front of your Nissan, dude, do something about that.
So how could you tell that that's what it was?
I just by staring at it long enough, you know, okay. Because when I first saw it, and he eventually turned right where I went straight. So I got a kind of better view of it as he pulled around the side of my car. But just from looking at it, I was like, is that really what that is? And then when he pulled around me, can confirm that's what that was.
Okay. Ew. Well, this is August.
Yeah.
Something. August 13th.
12th. 13th, yeah.
No, today's the 13th. He may as well just leave it there then until after next Christmas.
Get some spray paint, maybe. Spray it red again and just like, wait for the whole cycle.
That, What's that threshold date? If you have your Christmas, now I get it, 2020 is different because it just is. But in a normal non-pandemic year, what's the point at which if someone still has their Christmas lights up during the year, you're better off just leaving them up? At that point, just give up and don't take them down and just leave them up for the year.
I guess it'd be halfway April? Through, right? By April. I always figure, like with my neighbors, if it hasn't happened by April, then it's just going to be that way until next year, that they're
just
not going to do
there.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. You've just resigned. I even think like February, like what's the longest amount of time to just leave your Christmas lights up because you mean to? And I mean, I'm pretty like, I think you take them down like January 1st, you know, or that week, like the first Saturday that comes after New Year's, I think take them down.
What's
then, you 12, know,
12, 12 days out is what, the 6th? So if you do the 12 days of Christmas thing, it's the 6th of of January. So yeah, I could see leaving them up there maybe for that first week, but even so.
So if you've still got them up there on February 1st, you're not taking them down.
No.
You just, that's not intentional at that point. You just decided you don't care.
But yeah, but I mean, Christmas lights though aren't going to infect anybody with anything.
No,
I'm not convinced. This moldy nose thing isn't dangerous in some way. It's got to be a disease vector of some kind. I just, of all the things I've seen that thought, wow, somebody has let that sit there for that long. It wouldn't just really, what do you let slide? If you're going to let something slide and not do it, even though you know you're supposed to do it, what is the most likely thing that you're going to just let go?
With the car or in general?
Just in general.
I am not good about, like, I'm sort of okay with something in your life has to give.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, it's okay. Like, as long as you got most of your life together, it's okay if one thing gives. And for me, it probably is my car. And I'm really good with, like with maintenance. This is why I've had my car for 175,000 miles because I take good care of it mechanically. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time I've got it washed. It's probably been quite a while. I also really use a detailing on the inside. Again, I've had the car for 175,000 miles. It probably needs a detailing.
How much stuff, though, is there on the floor? Like, do you have bags, old fast food bags and things like that? Are there boxes of stuff? Because I've gotten better about that. I used to be horrible about that when I was, you know, just starting to drive. But I've gotten a lot better.
No one is ever in my car, John. No one is ever...
Sure.
Ever in my car except for me. And so, especially in the pandemic, no one's riding with me. So I probably, like, if you're going to ride in my car somewhere, I probably want to go do a once over before I let you get in it, just to make sure.
Okay. Well, I will tell you.
If we were still in the building and I was going to drop you off, John, in fact, this has probably happened where when we were in the building, I probably dropped you off a couple of times to, you know, pick up a car or something like that.
Get my rental car.
I probably will say, you know, just give me a quick minute. Just to, like, get stuff off the passenger seat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to remove. And it's just stuff. It's just, I always keep an extra purse in the car. And there's always a jacket. And there's probably a couple pairs of shoes in there. Because you never know. I mean, there's just always stuff.
Many years ago, because I've made mention of this before, I love tinkering with stuff. I love having my hands busy messing with, you know, I fix iPhones and I do just little bits of stuff on the side, just, you know, not to make money, but just to kind of, you know, have my hand in it and to stay. I used to build models, so it's kind of the natural outgrowth of that. And I love playing with small electronics. I think it's cool. Well, when I started doing that, it was iPods back when those were still a thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, word of mouth would get around and somebody'd break one and I'd get a phone call. Hey, can you come and fix this for me? Well, there was a girl who worked at the local Walmart and she kept breaking hers. And at one point, my son was with me. We went to pick it up and she said, oh, I left it in the car. It's not locked. It's this car. It's out in this row. Just, you know, go grab it out of the back seat.
Yeah.
That back seat had probably three or four loads of laundry that had not been done yet. And I mean, it was full. The only place where there was room enough for a human being to sit was the driver's seat. That was it. It was like, wow. And that honestly made me feel a whole lot better about myself because I thought, you know what? My car's really not that much a mess.
Text in if you want, 913-576-7798, or feel free to call 576-7798. What do you let go?
What's your safe
zone?
I think
for a lot of, what is the thing where you're just like, something's got to give, and for me, this is the thing that gives. And I would also love to know the moment where you had to like hurry up and take care of it. Like mom's mm-hmm. coming over unexpectedly. What made you finally clean it up? This is where I'm lucky my mom doesn't live here. Although she wouldn't, she wouldn't care anyway, but feel free to weigh in. No, my mom doesn't. My mom's busy. My mom is one of these people that just like she'll clean on Saturday morning in a whirlwind. Yeah. But during the week, she's working 60 hours a week.
My mom's place is always immaculate. And boy, is that intimidating. Now, she has help now, but she didn't for the longest time. She just always kept up on it. But somebody just texted in raking the leaves. Yes. That's another one that's just like, you know what? They're not going anywhere. They're fine. If people drive by and go, gee, that guy really needs to rake his leaves, I'll be like, yep, you're right. I sure do. One of these days, I'll get around to it. Either that or the wind will pick up and they'll all blow away anyway.
We're getting a ton of these on the text line. So what do you let go in your house, in your car, at work, whatever? What are some of those things that you let go and what makes you fix it? What makes you finally go and clean it up?
Some of these texts are amazing. We got a text from somebody who said, back in the day, my mom called me. See, this is your scenario, Jamie. My mom called me and said she was on her way over, put all the dirty dishes in the oven and hung a towel on the front.
The oven is the perfect fantastic. Storage area for dirty dishes. Absolutely.
Yeah, nobody's
totally
going in your oven.
I support that idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get caught.
Yeah, right.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now we got people yelling at me to rake my leaves. Okay, that's fine. And, a lot of people are saying making the bed. Making the bed just doesn't happen.
I make mine even working from home, I make mine every day.
Is that a trying to keep yourself on track thing or you just always do?
I think here's the thing. I'm looking at my bed right now. 8 pillows on my bed, something like that. Uh-huh. It's a lot. It just looks a lot better. My bed kind of consumes my room.
Yeah.
And it just looks a lot better if it's made.
Oh, easily. But who's going to be in your room that doesn't know you? So, right. And that's one of those things that, you could close the door to your room if you wanted, if you had to get away with it. The one place where I will do that, and this came into play last, December, when I was first here in town, is I was staying with my aunt and uncle. And every morning I got up and made the bed because their house is beautiful. Their house is just beautiful and immaculate all the time. So I thought, I'm not going to be the slob, while I'm not going to be my normal slobby self while I'm at their place because it's not my place. It's their place.
I just think I always leave my bedroom door open, but there's something about, maybe I'm going to change my clothes a few times or figure out clothes. If I'm putting stuff on my bed at any point during the day, which I often am, I want my bed to be made.
Fair enough. And I can see why. But to me, it's just like, it's one of those things. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Let's go to the phones and head to Blue Springs where Cindy's standing by. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Fantastic. Good. So what do you let go if you're not forced to take care of it?
Well, my husband likes to leave the Christmas lights up all year long around those ceiling, the little white illuminating ones.
Uh-huh.
And in the evening, he'll turn them on for ambiance.
So he doesn't just leave them sitting up all year. In the middle of August, he'll go ahead and flip on the Christmas lights?
Are they colored lights or white lights?
All year long. All year long.
Are they colored lights or white lights?
They're white lights.
See, I don't mind that so much because with white lights, I know people like when I had a balcony, I had clear lights up on my balcony. It does kind of create ambiance.
Right.
Now, you said you went right after him with that. Does that mean you're not a fan?
I don't mind it because I'm the one that ends up putting them up, and the deal is he takes them down, but they never get taken down. So. For like 6 years, these lights stayed up while we were in Oregon, and then we moved back here to Missouri, and finally they got taken down.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, anything you let go, or is it just him and the Christmas lights?
Actually, I don't usually make the bed unless,
Yep.
Because I'm the only one that sees it, but he likes it made, so, I kind of compromise on some days and make it for him.
You want, if he ever gives you any trouble about it, just say, yeah, I'll make the bed. Go take the Christmas lights down. Cindy, yeah. Cindy, thank you. Thanks very much for getting in.
All right. Love y'all show. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you. Let's see. We can go to Olathe next and bring Karen into the mix. Hey, Karen.
Hi, you guys. How are you doing today? Thanks for taking
good.
My
What's
call.
Good. What's
up? Long-time listener. Well, I've got a funny one for you. This isn't me. This is a friend of mine. He's a hoarder. So I would like to get some of those green trash bins, you know, and just dump his whole house in there. But the funniest part is you guys are going to laugh. His cars. So he's got two vans in his house that are parked that are completely stacked full of stuff that you can't use. But he's got a little Honda that we drive in, and the whole back is full with fishing poles, clothes, food, everything you can think of. The trunk is full. You can barely get into the driver's side. The passenger side, every time I get in, you know, we're constantly throwing stuff out. But the funniest thing you guys are going to laugh about, the car's falling apart so much that the little latch broke that you shut the door, so he ties this car door to the headrest and if he forgets to do it and you turn a corner, it does one of those fly opens. So I think of the money pit every single time I'm in the car and the door flies open of, you know, the person standing there putting it the door laughing.
It's That's
I mean
great.
It's just safety issue, but I would like to get some of those green trash bins and dump his whole house and the car in the cars in there and just have somebody pull up and completely just pull that all that stuff away. I mean, he's the epitome of a hoarder.
Yeah, all right.
Can't move at all. If you guys have ever driven in somebody's car that's falling apart, I mean, it's not funny, but it is. It's a
oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, I can tell you some stories. Karen, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to have that visual. I'm going to have that visual. Yeah, really, exactly. I'm going to have that visual in my head all day now of him turning a corner, the door flies open, mm-hmm. stuff just pouring out the side of the car. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
do I have to rake my leaves debate is happening on the text line a bit.
Oh,
why
no.
should I have to rake my leaves? Because they blow into someone else's yard. That's why. And those people get mad. They don't want your leaves in their yard. That's why you rake them. Just to not be a...
Yes, and if leaves got in their yard, there would be anarchy. I mean, yeah, I see the point of the people that are asking the question. It's like, okay, big deal. My leaves blow into your yard. And what? What's the downside there?
Well, because they want a clean yard, and they raked their leaves, and now they're having to rake your leaves, and that's not nice. That's why.
The only good thing about raking leaves is that you rake them into a big pile and then jump into it. You know, like we did when we were kids. So,
right. Or find kids. Yeah. And let kids come and jump through it. That's always really fun.
I want to jump in them.
Gutters, somebody said.
Oh, cleaning the gutters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Drawers and closets. It's funny where people hide their, hide the chaos.
And oh, yeah.
Yes. Closets are the thing.
And that was one of the great things about having a basement. See, now, I mean, the closest thing I've got to a basement is this room. It's not really a basement. There's no, I can't clutter this thing up too much because we have a show to do. But having a basement, boy, anything is like, what are we going to do with this? I don't know. Put it down in the basement. And the line is always, put it down in the basement. We'll figure out something to do with it later. Guess what never happens?
Yeah. Guess who ends up dealing with it later? Your children. Yeah.
Exactly. She mentioned the car full of stuff. We, years ago, bought a car out of a junkyard, an old tailfin, you know, Plymouth from the 50s, and with the thought in mind of restoring it. And when it got to the house, it was also, I mean, it had been in the junkyard for a long time, but it was full of old garbage and stuff. So that was one of the first jobs, is just to go through it and start throwing stuff away. So I'm digging into the back seat and I'm finding McDonald's wrappers from the 70s with styrofoam in them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And just got, you know, down and down and down, and finally got down to the floorboards in the back. And I started picking out bones. And I thought, like, somebody died in here. It wasn't that. Somebody had eaten ribs in there, probably back around 1960, and just left the bones on the floor of the car. And there were these bleached, just nasty, you know, desiccated bones that were on the floor of this car. I will never forget that. That was has got to be the messiest car I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Let's see. Everyone's talking about leaves now. Now it's mow over your leaves, mulch your leaves.
Uh-huh. Do something with them.
Rake your leaves. Some not nice words are coming in.
I know what I'm going to do this fall. I'm going to rake my leaves into bags, and I'm going to go around looking for people with really nice lawns and just dump them out.
Why?
Just to be funny.
Is that
I'm
funny?
Kidding. I'm not really. You know, to me, it's hilarious. I'm not really going to do that.
No one's going to think it's you. They're going to think it's somebody else, you know, on the block.
Well, now somebody's really going to do it, and I'm going to get blamed for it. Because they're going to say, yeah, no, Grayson said he was going to do that on the radio back in August.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.